philosophy and psychology. And I know at one point you were really thinking about going into law school, mm-hmm. in education law, civil rights law, mm-hmm. and that was a year or so ago. And now you've expanded your horizons a little broader. You've developed some other interests that have a legal basis. Tell me about those.
Well, I started taking some classes at the college in environmental ethics, how religion impacts the environment, and just environmental sustainability. And I really realized that there's some serious issues that need to be addressed that really is going to impact everyone. And if we don't deal with these issues promptly, that I don't think we can deal with kind of the subset of issues.
Are there any schools that specialize in having like master's level programs in these areas?
Mm-hmm. And I have applied to and been accepted to the University of Auckland in New Zealand.
Down under.
And there's a program, it's a master's of environmental management. And
wow.
So it's a 2-year program focusing on different aspects, biology, ecology, psychology. A lot of the psychology I've been interested in has kind of taken a shift because there's a whole newer branch of environmental psychology and what it means to, you know, be a passion for the environment and how the environment can help stabilize anxiety. We find often that when people are in nature, they're less anxious than when they're under fluorescent lights in an office building.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
So
yeah.
It's just that type of research that I'm really interested in. This program has a very broad spectrum that can incorporate all the disciplines.
Now, they've accepted you. Have you said I accept you also and are planning to go, or is that still up in the air at this point?
I have said I accept. I'm still trying to work out the visa logistics and living arrangements and all the hurdles that come
and
with
the
that.
Money too. That's going to be an issue.
It isn't. Yeah, student loans are always an issue.
Wow. Well, all right. So then you said you had some plans after that that were related to law. Tell me mm-hmm. about those.
I still have a passion for law. Through advice given through the school talking with environmental attorneys, they recommended not going straight to law school out of an undergraduate. And they said either take some time off or do some more schooling in the field you think you wanted to go into, so that by the time you go into law school, you're certain that's your passion and drive.
So you're going to get a master's in environmental law, then maybe work out in the real world for a few years, and then law school after that.
Correct.
And if I understand it, you're thinking primarily environmentally related law,
mm-hmm.
but you still have a love and a passion for civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll share with you, there's no reason why initially you really can't become duly certified, so to speak. There's no certification, of course,
mm-hmm.
but duly expert in both,
mm-hmm.
because they both have some similar characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
They are both the underdog in some respects,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like your own due process hearing. You got to get your evidence together. You got to understand the law.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that given your own struggles and perseverance and taking the bull by the horn by your handling your own due process hearing and with your clearly staying on top of all the research, I there's no question that you're going to be a success. And I hope that you will stay in contact with me and keep me appraised as to the various developments so we can update this audio file and maybe our written file on the website.
Oh, so I'd be just happy to do that.
Good. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for being with me.
That will conclude the interview. Oh, it didn't record a bit of it.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.